out your anger to all generations? Will you not revive that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Thank you for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck, the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Russell Blaylock, and we're going to be talking about cancer. And basically, I want you to know that I think most doctors are well-motivated. They're trying to do a good job. But unfortunately, most doctors are not allowed because to know what's really going on. Mainly the medical journals are controlled by the drug companies. The medical schools are controlled by the drug companies. Certainly, there are people going around to visit the doctor on a regular basis. We call them detail men, and detail men and women come and bring free supplies for the doctors and tell them about the products. And there is an organized effort to suppress important information that you need to know for your health from the doctors. And as a result, why we have an awful lot of suffering, we have an awful lot of people who are ill unnecessarily. With the drug companies are making $250 billion a year for pharmaceutical sales of a lot of medicines that really are. And many of them do far more harm than good. But before you don't want to hear me talk, Blaylock, a retired neurosurgeon who now does full-time in medical research. He publishes the Blaylock Wellness Report. If you don't take it, you should. I subscribe to it. I pay for a subscription. I wouldn't think of it. Out every month. Vitally important information you need to know for your health and the health of your family. Russell, thank you very much for coming on short notice. We had a problem this evening, and I do so much appreciate you being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Stan.
Well, why don't you just pick up the story about cancer and whatever else you'd like to talk about?
Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of oncologists aren't aware as well is that the whole paradigm of cancer causation and what makes it grow, what makes it spread, is changing. What we used to think was true, now we're finding out a lot of it was not true. And these are things that are interestingly giving a lot of weight to natural treatments of cancer. You know, there's always been this argument between the oncology, the chemotherapeutic drugs and radiation to treat cancer, and the natural health people that promotes the use of certain natural supplements to treat cancer. Well, from these new findings, and this is a thing that's quite exciting in the field of cancer research, what we're discovering is the theory that any kind of cell in the body can become a cancer if certain conditions take place, and mainly mutation of particular genes, and that if a certain number of these genes are mutated, then a cell, any cell in the body can become a cancer, and that was the prevailing theory. Well, all of our treatment is based on that theory. The only problem with it is now we've discovered that perhaps this theory was wrong, and that the treatment that we've been doing for the last 50 to 60 years may have been down the wrong road, and there's even a possibility it could be making certain cancers grow faster and be more invasive and the patient worse off. Now, like any change in medical education or medical understanding, these things are slow to enter clinical practice. So it's going to be a good 5-10 year transition before.
Hold that thought.
Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hold that thought, Russell. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Russell is simply pointing out that I said in the past, it was always felt that certain normal cells could develop a genetic mutation and begin to become cancer cells, and certainly it was normal cells that had these genetic mutations that led to cancer. But more recently, it's found that the cancers really don't come from normal cells that are mutated. They can mutate all they want to, but they're not going to become cancers. The cancer comes from stem cells. These are primitive cells that are in the body. They're there for repair, but basically if something happens and those stem cells change, why, this is where the cancers can come from. In other words, if you have altered stem cells, this is the origin of cancer rather than normal cells with altered genetic makeup. Please go right ahead, Dr. Russell.
Okay, when we look at these cancer stem cells, what we see is they're abnormal genetics in them, and they start producing cells that are more mature. In other words, they're maturing into normal organ cells, are trying to, but they're not. They're producing abnormal-looking organ cells. So if you take a typical tumor and you remove it, what you'll see is that 90 to 99% of the cells inside of that tumor are not really cancerous. Only about 1% to as much as maybe 5 or 10% of those cells are actually cancerous. So the vast majority of the tumor is not a cancer at all, only a very small percentage of it. Now, if you remove all of those cells that make up the bulk of the tumor that are not stem cells or cancer stem cells and leave that 1% behind, within a short period of time, the tumor will grow back. Well, that's why tumors tend to reoccur. It's because that stem cell can fully form a new tumor fairly quickly, and it varies in time. Some are very aggressive. Some are very slow recurrent. So this seems to be the prevailing theory now, is that cancer stem cells are the only cells that can produce cancer, and they make up only a very tiny portion of the whole tumor, and the rest of the tumor is not really made of malignant cells or cells that can form tumors if they should metastasize, for instance, or spread somewhere else in the body. Only when stem cells enter the blood and end up some other part of your body, like a lung or a bone or somewhere else, only then can they form tumors that we know as metastasis. Now, what we've discovered further is that the environment around that stem cell, that is the fluid that's around the stem cell, what we call the microenvironment, makes a lot of difference in how that tumor behaves. What we found is that in almost all cases, there's inflammation in that fluid, that microenvironment. And it begins even before the stem cell becomes cancerous. So the various early changes we see that are eventually going to produce a cancer is inflammation around a stem cell. And that inflammation bombards that stem cell with free radicals, damages its DNA, and it becomes a very early cancer. It goes through a stage of a precancer, and then it becomes a cancer. Now, that inflammation continues in that fluid around that little tiny tumor that's forming. It's almost too small to even see. As the tumor grows and gets larger and larger, that inflammation still remains around the tumor and within the tumor. And then as the tumor begins to spread, the inflammation spreads with it. So we know that there's a very strong connection between inflammation and that every stage of the cancer's growth, from the earliest time from when it's just a few cells all the way to the time that it's a very large tumor invading the tissue and spreading around the body, inflammation's going on. And if the inflammation is what drives it to do that. So when tumors invade, the reason they invade is because of inflammation. You remove the inflammation, they don't invade. You remove the inflammation, they don't spread. So inflammation seems to be the key event that's going on inside of tumors and around tumors that makes them do what they do. And that if you remove that, they seem to take on more like a benign tumor, something that's not going to harm you and can be easily removed. So those two facts, one, the cancer stem cell is the driving force of the tumor, and that inflammation is what's causing the tumor to form in the first place, and it determines the nature of that cancer, whether it's a very benign-type tumor or whether it's a very aggressive tumor, whether it's more likely to metastasize and spread, whether it's going to invade the surrounding tissues.
Now, Russell, one thing, is this universal for all cancers? Or what about lymphomas, leukemias, things like that? Would they fit into the same category?
Yeah, it's universal for all cancers, and they've looked at every type of cancer. In fact, the cancer stem cell was first identified in leukemias and lymphoma, and then they later discovered it in solid tumors. The first was breast cancer. And now they've identified it in a great number of cancers as these stem cells and this inflammatory driving force. So inflammation is the driving force. Now, it explains a lot of things. It explains this close connection between inflammatory diseases and cancer. For instance, we see that people who have chronic inflammatory diseases like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus have ulcerative colitis, regional enteritis, or inflammation in the colon. These people have a very high incidence of developing cancer in those inflamed areas. Certain types of infections, for instance, the HPV infection in the cervix of women produces chronic inflammation, and that's what produces the cancer, not the actual virus. Helicobacter pylori infection in the stomach is associated with carcinoma of the stomach and lymphoma of the stomach, which characteristically has this inflammation. If you remove the inflammation, then the Helicobacter pylori does not produce gastric cancer or lymphoma. We find that the tumors associated with lymphomas, for instance, if you remove the inflammation, they don't produce the lymphoma. So it appears that the inflammation is the central event. It's key. It has to be there in order for cancers to become cancers and to behave as cancers. Now, with this inflammation, of course, the next step is, well, what about if we use agents that block inflammation? Shouldn't that make tumors more benign and less likely to spread? Well, that's exactly what they found. They found if you give people with a high risk of developing colon cancers, aspirin or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medication over a long period of time, their incidence of cancer of the colon is far, far lower than the person that doesn't take it. The same is true for prostate cancers and breast cancers and brain cancers. So there's a lot of cancers now we know that if you use long-term aspirin or long-term anti-inflammatory medications, it cuts their risk of cancer dramatically. Now, the second question would be, well, what about if the cancers are already established? You know, I said that it also drives the tumor to become more aggressive and invasive and spread. What if you give the anti-inflammatories if you already have this cancer established? Well, they're finding it's the same effect. If you reduce the inflammation with these agents, you get far less chance of metastasis. You get much slower growth of the tumor, and it becomes more like a benign tumor than a malignant tumor. So it does change the character of the tumor. A lot of information that's very useful because of two things. One, conventional treatment, that is chemotherapy and radiation, both of them increase inflammation and increase free radical generation, the very thing that's driving cancer to become more invasive more likely to metastasize. So it appears that our conventional treatments are actually something that is negative, that we probably wouldn't want to do. Now, you know, a lot of people's thought at this point is, well, my doctor said that if you take the chemotherapy, the tumor shrinks, and some of the tumors have dramatic shrinkage. And that's true. If we look at some of these chemotherapeutic agents that are being used, sometimes you'll see 90% shrinkage of the tumor. It almost goes away completely. But within a short period of time, within a week, month, it comes back. And when it comes back, it's much more aggressive than it was when it first occurred. And that's because the only thing that the chemotherapy is killing is these non-cancer-causing cells in the tumor. That 90% that it's not really a cancer. So it kills those cells, and that makes up the bulk of the tumor, so it appears as if the tumor is disappearing.
Well, what does it do as far as the stem cells? Does it hit the stem cells?
Well, it has no effect, and it cannot kill the stem cells. And in fact, what it does, it makes the stem cells resistant to treatment. It induces the stem cell to become chemo resistant and radiation resistant. And of course, that's the thing that makes cancer grow faster and become incurable, is that once it develops chemo resistance and radiation resistance, then no treatment seems to help. So that's the flaw in our present treatment. And this is mainly in solid tumors. Now, in lymphomas and leukemia, we are seeing people that appear to be cured or at least have very long-term survival with conventional chemotherapy and radiation therapy. And it may be that in that instance, the stem cell is either killed.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
A thought hold. That thought for just a minute. We'll be right back.
Now
Dr. Russell is talking about something I think is vitally important, and he says that certainly they found out with cancer, if you can cut down on the inflammation, why you can certainly decrease the intensity of the response and help in the treatment of this disease and the division of the cells. And probably the most important new finding is the fact that the flavonoids, there are lots of them in our diet, they come in our fruits and vegetables. These products certainly can have a direct effect on decreasing the growth of cancer. And he's talking about curcumin, quercetin, resveratrol, and down a long list of these various flavonoid products. And it's important that you know which ones they are, because they can really have a profound impact. And they've been found to have a profound impact on the growth of malignancies. Go right ahead, Russell.
Yes, it's quite impressive, and there's just literally hundreds of articles written on the experiments and studies they've done on these various chemical compounds. And what they do is they take human tumors and they implant these tumors in animals that have no immune system. Now, an animal that doesn't have immune system, if you take a human cancer and you implant it in there, it'll spread all over the animal, kill it very quickly. So it's a good way to test different agents to see if they inhibit cancer. And what they found is that these things like curcumin, quercetin, and ellagic acid profoundly inhibit the growth of these tumors and particularly prevent the invasion and spread of the tumors. In fact, some of the animals have been able to block the spread completely. And it's because it's blocking these inflammatory cell signaling pathways inside of the cell that drive the cancer to do what it does. Angiogenesis is one of the areas that the pharmaceutical company has been looking at for quite some time. And what that is, when a tumor starts growing, it grows so fast it outgrows its blood supply. And if it doesn't increase its blood supply, it'll die, it'll disappear. So the idea was to block the chemicals that have to do with producing these new blood vessels, what we call angiogenesis. The pharmaceutical attempt to do that has not been very successful. But natural products like curcumin and quercetin and ellagic acid and lutein and apigenin and all these things have been found to be very potent at inhibiting angiogenesis, in addition to all these other things they do, like they inhibit cell reproduction, they block the cell division, but only of cancer cells. They prevent the cancer cell from secreting the chemicals it needs to migrate, to be invasive, to grow rapidly, and do all of these things that are necessary for it to be a true malignant tumor. So the next step was, well, what if we combine these flavonoids with traditional treatment? Now, the chemotherapists from the old school, before we learned all these things, their first response was, well, you can't do that because our cancer chemotherapy depends on producing high levels of free radicals that kill the cancer cells, and these things are antioxidants, these natural products, and they'll interfere with that and make the cancer grow faster. Well, when you look at the actual studies, which this has been done hundreds and hundreds of times, we find just the opposite. In fact, these powerful flavonoids and some of the vitamins like the true natural vitamin E and vitamin C actually make the chemotherapy much more effective. So if you combine, for instance, curcumin with traditional chemotherapy for lymphoma, we find that actually it makes the chemotherapy much more deadly to the cancer. But interestingly, at the same time, that curcumin protects the normal cell from being damaged by the chemotherapy. Because, you know, one of the experts in chemotherapy research has said it's a misnomer to say that these are anti-cancer drugs, because they're not. They're anti-proliferative drugs, which means they stop cells or inhibit cells from dividing. But they can't tell the difference between a cancer cell and your normal cell. Now, some tissues in your body have to reproduce all the time, like bone marrow cells blood cells, cells in your GI tract, in your liver, they have to reproduce very rapidly, and they do so all the time. So the chemotherapy damages the liver, damages the GI tract, and it can suppress your bone marrow for that reason. And that's very harmful to the patient. But these flavonoids protect those tissues so that they're not harmed by the chemotherapy, while at the same time making the cancer a lot more sensitive to the killing effect of the chemotherapy and to radiation.
And so basically it protects the normal cells and actually potentiates the killing action on the cancer cells. That is amazing. I mean, you would think that this would be widely used today to do everything they could to help our cancer patients. Well, but it's not. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. And most of you now know why some people believe that miracle itself really is a miracle. Miracle products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Be back in just a moment with all of our stations on board there. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Russell is simply saying that suddenly most cancers will not respond well. You have something like a pancreatic cancer, and basically they just don't respond to chemotherapy, radiation. But go ahead, what was your thought on that?
Well, they had a patient that was in, you know, the terminal stage of pancreatic cancer, and so they said, well, they're not responding to any medications. And so they said, why don't we try the curcumin and see what it does? And so they gave this patient large doses of curcumin, just as a capsule, powder in a capsule. And to their surprise, the tumors in the pancreas shrunk over 90%. But some of the tumors seemed to be more resistant. The patient was so far gone that they did die. But they were astounded that this curcumin worked better than any of the chemotherapy combinations they had ever tried. And what they realize is that curcumin is hard to absorb, and that the amount of curcumin that actually was getting to the tumor was small. But even in that small concentration, it had this profound effect on the cancer. So now they're doing research on improving the absorption of curcumin by different methods, and so they've gotten the levels up much higher. And at least in experimental studies, they're seeing a dramatic effect of orally given curcumin when they use these high absorption forms. The same thing as quercetin. Quercetin is very difficult to absorb, but you can mix it with olive oil, for instance, to dramatically increase the absorption. You can mix it with other things like bromelain, so you can take it in a capsule, and you can get very high absorption. And when they're doing this, they're seeing some dramatic results. And I've been involved with some leukemia patients, for instance, a little girl that was about 5 or 6 years old, and her mother asked me, about these things. And I told her that the research was showing that quercetin and curcumin dramatically improved leukemia treatment. That is, it made the chemotherapy more effective, and it would protect her brain and other organs while she was getting the chemotherapy. So her mother did it. And this little girl, this is about 10 or 15 years ago, she's just doing excellent. She's now a teenager. She's a cheerleader. She's very active and bright, top of her class in school. And one of the things of chemotherapy is it damages the brain. And it took them a while to realize that chemotherapy does penetrate the brain and can cause learning difficulties and memory problems, particularly in these children that are being treated for leukemia. But the beauty of the curcumin and quercetin is it protects the brain against the damaging effect of the chemotherapy. So, this is a very major advance in the treatment of cancer. Now, what are the pharmaceutical companies doing with this? Well, the pharmaceutical companies are funding a huge amount of research on curcumin and quercetin because they realize that the secret to cancer cure and cancer control is going to be the flavonoid. So they're spending money trying to figure out how to alter the molecule just a little bit so that they can patent it and then charge this exorbitant price so that they can not lose the money that they'll be losing on traditional chemotherapy by selling curcumin. So now they'll have a curcumin that costs 100 times what you could buy it in from a health product store. So that's what the pharmaceutical companies, they're onto this. They realize it. They know these things are very powerful answers to cancer, and they're spending a lot of money researching it. And many of these papers are actually funded by the pharmaceutical companies because they want to be able to patent this process. The other thing that people need to understand about cancer is that it's now agreed that about at least 90% of cancers are due to environmental things that could be controlled. Pesticides, herbicides for lymphoma, leukemia, top of the list. Chronic infections with an impaired immune system in that group. Diet is a very big part of that group. When we look at diet, that's particularly interesting because when we look at diet and look at all the things we know dietary that promote cancer development, promote cancer growth, invasion, and metastasis, there are things in the diet that increase inflammation. Well, what sort of thing in the diet increases inflammation? Well, there's three major things. One is the omega-6 oil. That's things like safflower oil, sunflower oil, peanut oil, canola oil. These oils are pro-inflammatory. They increase the body's inflammation. Sugar. When you consume large amounts of sugar, your body becomes inflamed, and it produces a chronic smoldering inflammation that drives cancer. And sugar is a number one fuel for cancer cells. And the third thing is glutamate. Now, glutamate is an amino acid. It's found in a lot of food. It's an additive for processed food. They put it in a lot of processed food. And glutamate is being found to be a major driving force for inflammation and for the growth and spread of cancer. And that's one of the other things we're finding. If you use glutamate blockers, things that block the glutamate receptor on cancer cells, they grow much slower, and they have difficulty invading and metastasizing. So glutamate is a big player in the cancer process as well, because it's intimately linked to inflammation. Now, one of the things that the cancer stem cells do is they take over the body's immune system, and they cause the immune system to switch to a type of process that hides the cancer, so the immune system can't see it. I call it cloaking of the cancer. So it's like it's invisible, and the immune system can't see it. Also, the immune cells are switched to a pro-tumor growth type immune cell. For instance, we know that certain type of immune cells can actually stimulate cancer to grow faster, and that the tumor itself causes your immune system to switch to that type of immune cell. Now, changing the diet can, and some of these flavonoids have been shown to switch the immune system back to a tumor-killing type immune cell. Your macrophages, which is a primary type of white blood cell, is a very powerful tumor-killing cell. And so when you switch it back to that tumor-killer form, it can kill enormous amounts of tumor, including stem cells. Reestablishing the immune system so that it can do its job and kill the cancer is very important. And there's also a thing called immune surveillance. And what this does is that once you say if you've gotten rid of 99% of the cancer in your body, what the immune system normally does is it goes through your body, it finds these cells that are lying dormant, and it makes them stay dormant. And it does that job very well if it's healthy and working the way it's supposed to. Cancer stem cells can remain dormant for as long as a decade or more. Some people think a lifetime. And as long as it's dormant, it's not going to cause any problem. If things happen to you, for instance, if you become inflamed for some reason, it'll wake up that dormant cell and then it'll start producing a cancer again. So that's why you see patients, for instance, who had a breast cancer and it was treated, and they appear to be cured, and for 10 years they're doing very well, and then the cancer comes back, and it comes back very aggressively. And you say, well, how could it have hidden for 10 years? Well, it's because the stem cell, that cancer stem cell, can remain dormant and asleep for 10 years, and then if the person becomes inflamed, say they're eating a bad diet with a lot of omega-6 fats and a lot of glutamate in it, it'll wake up that immune cell, and then it starts producing its tumor cell.
Well, Russell, where do you get glutamates? Where do they come from? What part of the diet?
Well, it's naturally found in high content in red meat. That's probably the number one source you'll get in just the food itself. Certain things like tomatoes, cheeses, milk, particularly dried milk or condensed milk, and soy products, they're very high in glutamate concentration. So you want to eliminate those from your diet. Mushrooms are very high in glutamate, so you want to eliminate mushrooms from your diet.
What about eggs? Do eggs play a part in this at all?
No, eggs don't really have much of whey glutamate in them. So eggs are not a problem. In fact, it's a good source of protein to keep you from losing muscle protein. Now, one of the things that people see or that most people are aware of is that when people get cancer, they seem to lose a lot of weight. And particularly they lose muscle. We call this cancer cachexia. It's always been a mystery until the last 10-15 years, and we've discovered that, in fact, the cachexia is caused by inflammatory chemicals, particularly one of the inflammatory chemicals called tumor necrosis factor alpha. And this TNF-alpha is what is causing the muscles to start shrinking and the person to lose all this weight. And when they block this inflammatory response, people start gaining back their muscle, and they start gaining back their strength, even if the cancer is not controlled. So we're beginning to answer a lot of the mysteries and puzzles and observations that we've had about cancer that we never knew before.
Well, now, how do we block this tumor necrosis factor?
Well, there's a drug they use for rheumatoid arthritis. Tumor necrosis factor alpha plays a big role in rheumatoid arthritis. The levels in the blood get very, very high. So they invented this drug that dramatically blocked tumor necrosis factor alpha. But in cancer treatment in humans, and they have tried this in some human cases of cancer, and it did work partially. But the problem is there are other cytokines similar to tumor necrosis factor alpha. They're also important. So you need to reduce all of them. Now, that's the beauty of the flavonoids. Again, many of the flavonoids, like resveratrol and grapeseed extract, curcumin, quercetin, potently inhibit these inflammatory cytokines, these things that cause muscle wasting, that cause tumor growth. One of the powerful tumor signals for growth is a cytokine called interleukin-6. In fact, things like prostate cancer are very dependent on it for growth, and cancer of the stomach is very dependent on it, breast cancer. If you block interleukin-6, the tumor starts growing extremely slow and will not metastasize or invade. So using these flavonoids, that's another way they inhibit the growth and spread of cancers, is that they block this interleukin-6 as well as the other inflammatory cytokine. So the effectiveness and the ways in which these flavonoids are inhibiting cancer is so numerous. I mean, just about everything that cancer needs in order to survive and grow is interfered by these agents. Other things help as well, other than flavonoids, like the fish oil. The DHA in fish oil has been found to inhibit cancer growth of many types of cancer, and that includes lymphomas and leukemia. Silymarin is a very impressive plant extract from milk thistle, and silymarin is being found to be a very, very potent cancer inhibitor. And the advantage of silymarin is it also protects the liver. That was one of the things it was first used for. People who have hepatitis, for instance, silymarin can help protect the liver from damage by hepatitis, or alcoholic livers, or any kind of liver damage is improved by silymarin. And it's a dramatic improvement, dramatic protection of the liver. When people undergo chemotherapy, one of the problems that what they see is damage to the liver, because liver cells reproduce rapidly. And silymarin can protect that liver. Now, the liver's needed for detoxification. And when you're being treated for cancer and the cancer cells are dying, they release all of their toxic components into the blood, so you need detoxification, particularly at that point. And so by using silymarin and curcumin, these other things that improve detoxification, then you're getting an additional benefit. You're getting detoxification that you need during that chemotherapy or radiation treatment. And some patients get so sick from the fact so many cancer cells are dying that they have to stop the treatment because they get deathly ill from it. And a lot of that is because the chemotherapy damages their detoxification system and their liver. So this way, you protect the liver so that doesn't happen. It's just amazing. The more you get into this, the more you realize just how powerful these things are. Now, to get back to one of our prime things, that old cancer stem cell, we said it's almost totally resistant to chemotherapy and radiation therapy. So what can we do about the cancer stem cells since it's the driving force? Well, what they're discovering is a number of the flavonoids and curcumin, quercetin, and lactic acid, and the balcaline is top of the list, is being found to kill cancer stem cells and inhibit the growth of cancer stem cells. And one of the really powerful things for killing cancer stem cells was the sulforaphanes, which is a compound found in things like Brussels sprouts and broccoli. When you consume a lot of these, this powerfully inhibits the growth of cancer stem cells. So in combination, when you're doing all of these things, you know, if you want to control your cancer stem cells, you eat a lot of Brussels sprouts and broccoli, particularly if you liquefy it by blenderizing it, and you add all of the flavonoid extracts on top of it, you're powerfully killing that cancer stem cell and controlling it.
And so basically then you're advocating that people use rather large amounts of raw broccoli and Brussels sprouts?
Right. And if you blenderize them, you get a much higher concentration of these chemicals than if you just try to eat them, because it's hard to release it from the plant that's eating it. But blenderizing it releases these powerful chemicals. And they're non-toxic. You know, they're not toxic at all. In fact, they improve the health of the normal cells. Again, it protects normal cells, kills cancer cells, even by itself without the chemotherapy.
Hold that thought for me.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, the radiation they do now.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I was simply asking, Russell says that certainly in lymphomas and leukemias, there is a place for the nutrition. It really seems to help, and the chemotherapy seems to help as well, but only if you have proper nutrition. Then I asked about radiation, if there's any place for radiation in the treatment of these things. And you were saying something about the radiation they use now. Please pick that thought up.
Yeah, the radiation that they do now is much more highly localized. There's less scatter radiation. So if you're going to actually treat a tumor itself, it's a lot safer than it used to be. If you combine curcumin, for instance, with it, what we found about curcumin, it radiosensitizes the tumor. And what that means, it makes the tumor a lot more sensitive to being killed by the radiation. But at the same time, it protects the cells around the cancer, that is the normal cells, from being damaged by the radiation. So again, you have this specialized effect where it makes cancer more sensitive and it protects normal cells surrounding it. Now, even for diagnostic x-rays or post-op radiation, for instance, they do with breast cancer, you should have curcumin or quercetin or both in your system to protect your normal cells from being damaged by the radiation and making the cancer more sensitive to being killed by the radiation. So,
Well, Russell, this has been a fascinating time. I know you're traveling next week. Have a safe trip. Look forward to talking to you when you get back. And thank you very much for sharing this with our listeners out across America. I hope that they'll get a copy of this tape and listen to it a number of times. God bless, and let me know when the report is completed. Certainly we want to point people towards it. Will you put this into your newsletter?
Well, this is going to be in a major journal.
Okay, now, would you like
it's a highly technical article.
Would you like to tell our listeners quickly how they can get your newsletter?
Well, they can go to my son's site, and I don't have the name of it before me right now.
What we call the Blaylock Wellness Report. Go up on the internet, the Blaylock Wellness Report. Would that be a good place that you think they get off of Google?
Yeah, well, my son's site is, I think, www.blaylockhealthchannel.com.
Blaylockhealthchannel.com, okay. Right.
And I have some podcasts on there that I do regularly every week about different subjects that they can listen to as well. They're free. They can do that as well.
God bless. Thanks very much, Russell.
God bless you, Sam.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, Dr. Blaylock is a close personal friend, and I've known Russell for 30 years. And he's a unique individual. You need to get this talk that you heard tonight. And of course, you can get it through my ministry in a CD form. Certainly, I would be remiss if I didn't mention it will be up posted on my webpage. You can pull it down off the webpage if you want to. Get the information and get it out. And basically, if you do have any sort of a tumor, remember that the important part, the flavonoids are playing. And basically, you need to have the flavonoid supplements so that you can go ahead and if you're going to take chemotherapy, why this will protect the normal cells from the devastating effects of the chemotherapy. And basically, of course, Russell is certainly a very reliable individual. He's a retired neurosurgeon, and the information he has is valid. We have a 4-CD set that he put out on health purposes. We have a DVD put out called The Vaccines and Brain Development. Vaccines and brain development is very important. So if you call us at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for Russell Blaylock, Vaccines and Brain Development, and then ask for the 4-CD set of the talks that the Russell Blaylock has given. And then if you'd like to get a copy of this CD for tonight, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we really need your help to maintain our network of stations out across America. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. So please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next 70 hour, they're going to be the views of Josh Del Sol, and we're going to be talking about, of all things, smart meters. Hi, Josh. How are we doing?
Hey, good, Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. So why don't you just pick up the story and sort of introduce yourselves to our listeners. How did you get involved in looking at what's going on? And from your point of view, what do you see coming down the line?
Well, that's a good question. I'll tackle the first part of that first, Stan. About 2 years ago, I'd heard about smart meters and was researching it and looking into all of the health concerns, the privacy concerns, and so forth. And when I started getting a series of messages from a good friend who had fallen ill the day that the meter was installed without her knowledge, she manifested symptoms and illness. She didn't know the meter was installed until later. But at that point, I decided, Stan, I was like, why isn't this being talked about in any meaningful way with any level of transparency? You know, if it's true that the radiation-emitting electric meters are making people sick, then this seems to be something that we need to bring out into the open. And I guess the rest is history. It turned into the idea for a short YouTube video. It's turned into a full feature-length film in which we unravel and unearth some pretty amazing and shocking details, as well as getting into the solutions which are now available.
Well, now, basically, how do the meters actually influence the individual? Why would somebody get sick just because somebody installed a smart meter in their home?
Well, there's so many issues to do with the so-called smart meter and the smart grid. There's the health and the decimation of privacy rights and personal property rights, the issue with them causing fires, the issue with them being extremely hackable and grid vulnerability. And it just kind of goes deeper and deeper when you look into this. But as far as the, well, we start first with the health issue. With the meters themselves, there's actually tens of thousands of individuals that have officially reported to utilities and governments that they've experienced functional impairments since having this new upgraded meter installed. And
well, now, is it because some people are more sensitive to radiation than others? Because a lot of people certainly have, at least have not talked about problems. Is it some people really are much more sensitive to radiation than others?
Well, according to what we uncovered in the film and the conversations that we had with a number of leading PhDs and researchers and scientists in the film, it seems to be the case that, yes, there's a smaller percentage of people who exhibit symptoms. Now, what happens at the microscopic level in lab testing, at the cellular level in blood microscopy, is totally different. It seems to be across the board that that the effects happen at the health level. But as far as symptoms goes, not everybody feels the symptoms.
What do they find in the blood? In other words, why is the blood of people getting the smart meters different than regular blood or the way it was before?
Well, that's actually covered in the film, and we have we actually show the before and after blood cell samples, as well as the control group with a normal traditional analog meter.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
10,000 times.
Well, basically, has anybody been able to get to the state legislature and bring pressure to bear on the utility companies? Or do the utility companies own the legislation?
Well, that's where our film goes. You know, we look at, investigate how, what's actually going on behind the scenes here, who controls who, where's the money coming from?
Hold the thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Joss Del Sol. Well, Dr. Stan and Joss is talking about his film. And basically, of course, one of the things that they go into is who is putting up the money? Who is putting up the money for these meters? Basically, who is putting up the money to get the permission to do this? And basically, of course, are they buying the state legislators? Are any of the state legislators concerned about this problem, Joss?
Well, to go back to the beginning, who's putting up the money? Now, the important thing to realize is that this is happening in pretty much every Western country all at the same time, and they're getting around existing legislation. So there's obviously some strings being pulled here. Now, in the United States, in 2008, in the 2008 election, shortly following, at a time of economic crisis, President Obama, one of the first things he did was he basically assembled a task force to dedicate several billion dollars of taxpayer money to fund smart meters, to fund smart grids, and to pay utilities several hundred million dollars each utility for medium to large size utility if they were going to go along with the program of forcing smart meters upon everyone. So, for example, a utility in Pennsylvania called PECO got $200 million for installing smart meters, and they would have to do so by the end of 2014. So this is the way it's gone. At first, it was $3.4 billion. Now it's up to $11 billion of taxpayer funds confirmed, and Time magazine confirmed that last year. And we have actually some new reports of over $28 billion of taxpayer money has been funneled into this smart meter, smart grid initiative so that, you know, we're kind of paying for our own, destruction with regards to health and defamation with regards to privacy and rights. It's, the whole thing is just a total boondoggle.
Well, now, basically, of course, we know about the smart meters, certainly, but what about the smart appliances? What about the smart grid? How does it all fit together? Could you explain to our listeners?
Sure. In a smart meter, there's typically two transmitting chips. There's two transmitting devices. One is transmitting at 900 megahertz, and that's going to outside meters, going to the outside collectors and everything external of your home. The secondary transmitter, which largely for the most part is not activated yet, is actually at 2.4 gigahertz. And the idea that is that it would be communicating with all of your so-called smart appliances in the future. So every few seconds, every appliance you have would be emitting radiation, communicating with the smart meter, and the smart meter would be doing the same. So this turns the entire home now into kind of a mesh network that is essentially giving utilities and governments the ability to manage what's going on in your house. And this is actually confirmed that they will have the ability to shut off your appliances or even cut your electricity access altogether. Should they choose to, or should any hacker get online on your system, which is very, very doable.
And so basically, now, why would they want to just be able to cut off your electricity, or would they be able to cut off your electricity just to certain specific things?
Well, that's, again, the why part is what we get into the film, and we can talk a little bit about there tonight, but there's so much evidence, and there's so much documentation and firsthand eyewitness facts that we uncover that would really be doing a disservice if we tried to explain all of that in our conversation, the short amount of time we have. But suffice it to say, there's a definite corporate agenda to control everything going on in your home, to extract the information, the private information of everything going on in your home, and to do all this with a device that's installed before the transition to decentralized energy production, which I believe these corporations and these power structures know is coming. For example, the chairman of FERC a few weeks ago actually proclaimed that the energy grid in the United States is essentially doomed because of this move towards decentralized energy production.
Well, no, by decentralized energy production, are you talking about solar energy? Are you talking about wind energy? Are these the sources you're talking about?
Yeah, we're talking predominantly about solar, also some wind and geothermal and other currently available technologies. In addition to what we've uncovered in the film is that there's all these additional technologies, more than 5,000 technologies that have actually been applied for patents, and the U.S. Patent Office has suppressed these, and this is now public knowledge, and we unearth the evidence in the film. So between the technologies currently available now for production of energy and those that have been suppressed, but, you know, they're still available as prototypes, they know a huge shift is coming. And to give an example, in Germany, Germany is the biggest user and producer of solar energy. And in May of last year, they actually set a world record powering more than 50% of their entire country's energy use with solar, and largely solar on rooftops owned by individuals, not owned by utilities. So in addition to that, Germany actually recently said no to the European Union's recommendation on smart grid. So here we have a company who's leading the way in decentralized energy production, who's recognizing that these billions of dollars that are being earmarked for smart grid and smart meters are a giant waste of money. And they're actually taking a stand, and they said, we're not going along with this ship. And they did so publicly in July of this year.
Well, basically, of course, is this really about control? Is this what it's all about, to be able to control what you do in your home and what you use your electricity for?
Yeah, Stan, it appears that way, even just by the facts, not even conjecture. I mean, the beautiful thing about the film is that it's designed to be totally, number one, totally fact-based. There's no kind of theory in there. We look at the evidence and the firsthand reports and the eyewitnesses and whistleblowers, and number two, to be used by everyone in spreading the word. So, you know, this is a really like a lightsaber in terms of the freedom movement we feel with the film being released last week. But I definitely think that it's this whole smart grid enforced smart meter situation, which, by the way, you're not legally required to have one of these things. And they will try, utilities will try to convince you you are. But the whole thing is absolutely about control, Stan, and it extends on a number of levels.
Well, one more time now, I want you to tell our listeners the title of your DVD, how they can get it, can they can watch it, can they purchase this from you, or what?
Yes, it's now available to view online at takebackyourpower.net. And it's available for purchase on DVD. We have wholesale pricing as well. And we have screenings that are going to be announced this week, so you'll be able to screen it in your community. What we found is that at the initial screenings here this past weekend, we've had huge turnout and huge success in basically having the film reach people to a significant level of depth in their awareness and their understanding, so much so that we're selling, you know, more than half of the people who come into a screening want to buy a DVD because you want to have this for yourself to wake up other people in your life. So this is all linked from our site, takebackyourpower.net.
Well, now, basically, do you have a telephone number you want to put out where people could call to purchase the film?
That's all online. We're doing mostly online sales, and anyone who wants to purchase the film, I'll actually have that. You know what? I'll have that phone number available at the end of our talk, if we could, Stan.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, our guest is Joss Del Sol. If you have a question or comment, you don't have to be bashful. Joss is on the front lines of trying to get the truth out about these meters. And basically, some people are extremely sensitive to them, and other people that don't have to be. If you have a collection agency in your home, it's just like a cell phone tower in your backyard. Why, of course, it can have a devastating effect on your health. And basically, what sort of problems do people have physically who respond to this? What sort of symptoms are they having?
Yeah, on the health side, anywhere from nausea to sleeplessness. A lot of people are having problems sleeping and they don't know why. And then they realize that, oh, we had a new electricity meter installed several months ago, and that's when my insomnia started. Headaches and ringing in the ears, nausea, skin rashes. So basically, there's been over 6,000 scientifically published and peer-reviewed papers since the 1930s that have shown there's clear evidence that there's harmful effects from microwave radiation. So there's literally 5 pages of symptoms, various types of illnesses that this type of radiation could cause. Even back, this was known back in the early 1970s with a U.S. Navy report. So it could be any, you know, range of symptoms that this kind of radiation and the dirty electricity is.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
America Now recently, and they had some, I think, from the University of, I think, South Carolina engineering students, and they put some devices up to them to collect data, and they said they give off a lot of data, and they can tell when people are not home.
Sure.
And all kinds of stuff, and they were able to monitor a whole area of people's meters from one location, and they were kind of alarmed by this.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Charlie. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly we have Charlie calling from Cincinnati. He's just pointing out he'd seen a program on the radio where they were a television, and they were telling how a group of students had been studying this. They found out that they could certainly monitor that meter. They could tell whether people were home. They could tell suddenly what was happening in the surrounding homes. It's certainly very, very intrusive, and at least some people are concerned. But certainly during the break, why Josh was saying that this is a worldwide program, tremendous concern about it in Canada, in Australia, certainly in Europe. But what you don't understand, ladies and gentlemen, is the media is controlled, and you read what they want you to read. You hear and see what they want you to hear and see. And until you understand that there's a small clique behind everything going on today, nothing makes sense. How could you have something this extensive? And certainly a couple of years ago, they were installing these in Canada. They need to get away with it because the average individual has no means of getting information. Now, of course, we have the internet, and now we have alternative radio, and now people have a chance to begin to get the truth about what's going on. And ladies and gentlemen, to say this is hazardous to your truth is an understatement. Hazardous to your health is certainly an understatement. Charlie, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
I think that's it. I appreciate all the good information tonight.
Oh, all right, fine. Well, I hope you appreciate all the good information every night, but this is a very, very good program. I concur. Thanks so much, Charlie.
All right, okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment about Joss, about the film Take Back Your Power, about how they're poisoning you and your family, and they know exactly what they're doing. One more time, Josh, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your website, how they can get your DVD, and how they can begin learning and then get involved in this battle. We need, of course, to get the information out, because one thing that really touches people is when they know that they and their family are in danger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have a smart meter, you and your family are in danger. Josh, go ahead.
Sure. Thanks, Dan. So our website is takebackyourpower.net. And on our site, the online streaming, you can watch the film right now, tonight, for under $5 online. You can order a DVD, and we have discounts available for wholesale DVDs if you want to really share this with your community. Another thing you can do to get involved is host a screening, and we're finding that these are very powerful events. They change entire communities. And additionally, there's an option to come on board on our ground crew as an affiliate member, and you can actually help us get the word out because we don't have a multi-million dollar budget for marketing and promotion. And because we have been having a lot of challenges, Stan, to get into mainstream media and to really have our press releases covered, we did have some success with USA Today, and we're continuing to talk with media and to get our press releases out to let them know and let the people know how critical of an issue this is. But as you say, media is essentially corporately controlled. But there still are some good people in media that that can help do some good work. So I just wanted to quickly touch on the last question that Charlie had, Dan, if I may.
You go right ahead.
Okay, so his question was, and he heard that about the privacy issue and data collection in the home. The example was, utilities or hackers or really anybody can tell when you're home or not. That is very true. Even the industry acknowledges that the meters have the ability to essentially spy on people in their own home. They can tell what appliances are being used, when you're home, when you're not home, when your kids are home alone, based upon what television shows are being watched and what appliances are being used. So there's all kinds of automatic algorithms that can determine these things, what you're watching on television, what you're cooking for dinner, eventually what's in your fridge, what products are in your home. And there's actually a patent stand for that Verizon, who's infamous for the NSA spying scandal, but Verizon actually filed for a patent for something called the smart TV. And there's something in that patent called the smart TV detection zone, which can actually, in the words of the patent itself, it's talking about facial recognition technologies, talking about the ability to tell, you know, what's being said, and even the moods of the individuals in that room in front of the television. So this is something that, yeah, absolutely. And this is something that Congress people are starting to take note of. Those, you know, there are several who are raising awareness about this, and we need to sincerely support the elected representatives who are becoming aware and help them become aware. But there is a bill put forward in Congress this summer to essentially prevent the spying through television and through Xbox type appliances.
And of course, what they're going to tell us, this is all to fight those terrible terrorists, you know, that's threatening us. We've got to have all this power, and we've got to be able to, ladies and gentlemen, we're financing, we finance this terrorist movement. Since it began, we have a book called The Devil's Game, goes into how this whole world terrorist movement has been financed since its inception. Basically, what you're seeing is a fulfillment, in my estimation, of 1984, where every aspect of what's going on is being monitored. And if you have a laptop computer, and basically what you don't understand is that they have little cameras built into them where they can, certainly you can actually talk to other people, and you can see them and they can see you, but Big Brother can see both of you, and not just simply when you have the computer on, or certainly even with your computer off, they can certainly hear what you're saying, and if it's open, they can actually see you with that camera. But the average individual does not understand that the people working behind the scenes have a different goal, in my estimation, because they worship a different god. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Josh Del Sol, and of course at takebackyourpower.net. Is that takebackyourpower.net?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Susan calling. Hi, Susan. How are we doing?
Hi. It's great. Great program. I do have a question, a couple of questions. One is, do you think writing ballot measures is an underused tool to prevent this or do this kind of stuff? If we could see into the future, you know, you could write these measures that could preclude or prevent these things from happening, and I think that maybe
Susan, they've already happened. They've installed them on most of the homes.
No, I understand. But could we, I mean, if whether it's state by state or, you know, county by county, people could, I suppose, try the legal route. Do you know anything that's underway? I know that one gentleman told me that if you write a measure to lower taxes, so the county or the governments usually hate that, and they'll do almost anything to keep you from doing that because everybody would vote for it.
Right.
So, this seems like an extremely popular issue that would probably be a slam dunk kind of thing.
You know, that's a really good question, and I think that could definitely be added in, included in a strategy, especially a local community city strategy. And I think it absolutely, just to come back to center here, the control system and those who control it are scared to death of truth being spoken and of the information about this control agenda getting into the mainstream. I can tell you firsthand that they fear this beyond everything, because if enough people wake up and realize that, number one, you know, we don't have to have one of these wireless microwave emitting surveillance devices on our home. And number two, it is harming us, whether you do it or whether you say no for the reasons of cost or fires or privacy or health or any of these reasons.
Right.
People need to get together and realize the power that they have. But absolutely, the film is essentially designed to be shared with groups like city councils. So once the information goes into your city councils, the officials and wherever you live in your city, your state, and basically anybody who holds an elected office, you can then notice them. You can then then hold them accountable to the information that you've provided them through a notice, through a legal process. And these are all solutions that are coming out now. We're going to have them available on our website and allow them freely to be used for everyone. But absolutely, ballot measures, once the awareness is there, you can develop that into your campaign of handing out flyers with information on them to everyone in your community. Mm-hmm. And what we're actually finding is, you know, one might think that people would be defensive about this information, but because of the NSA spying scandal and all the corruption we're seeing, people are actually very receptive.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's promising. Second question is, the cell tower microwaves are getting stronger and stronger. Some people say they're going to go to 10G till your skin crawls. And it's a similar problem, but it's usually treated as a different issue by people that are concerned. But even so, I think they're pretty much the same issue, the cell tower and the smart meter.
It appears that inevitably that, you know, that's the way that the engineers and governments and planning agencies intend to do it, is to merge the cellular network infrastructure with the smart grid. So I absolutely think they're related in terms of functionality and in terms of health effects.
Okay, Susan,
well,
anything else you'd like to ask before we let you go?
Great program, thanks. That's
okay,
good.
God bless, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Our guest is Josh DeSaul. Del Sol, D-E-L-S-O-L is the last name. And Josh, is this the first DVD or a motion picture you've done, or you've done this before?
Yeah, this is my first full-length documentary. And it actually, as I alluded to earlier, it actually started out like a 10-minute YouTube video, but it's, you know, people just really gravitated towards the project. And I came across, like, going through the rabbit hole or down the rabbit hole, coming across many experts and eyewitnesses and politicians, former premiers of provinces, lawyers and doctors and all kinds of, you know, environmentalists and everyone from across the board. So we're getting information and we're getting insight from across the board. It's not just one spectrum. But, this is something that's been a life passion of mine for the past 2 years. And I can't tell you how excited I am, Stan, for it to be finally out and available to everyone.
Well, I'm excited as well, because we need something. We need something so people will understand this is not an imaginary threat. This is a very real threat. And basically, of course, we want to get the information out. We'll do everything we can to help you, and we will probably buy the DVD wholesale and retail it through our organization here, because we think it is a vitally important thing. When you get people concerned about their own health, they'll begin looking into something. Otherwise, most people really aren't concerned about the 100,000 or more people who've been killed over there in Syria, but with our tax money, they're not concerned really about the terrible suffering in Iraq and the hundreds of thousands of people who've been killed over in Iraq because of our interference. But when this affects them and their children, and they can actually see, and I'm really looking forward to getting a copy of this DVD and actually see the changes in the white and the blood cells. I mean, when they can see that this is having an impact on them, at that point, hopefully, they're going to start listening. And do you think that this is really what's going to happen? You tell me you've gotten so far. It's only been out a little over a week or so. And basically, you're getting a great response to it?
Yeah, those people that see it either online or at screenings or buy the DVD, and the DVDs are just shipping starting this week, the response is tremendous as far as people are really impacted by the film, and they just really appreciate the level of information and research. And we try to make it pretty entertaining too, so it's not all doom and gloom, because we definitely get into the solutions towards the end of the film. And I'm just glad to finally get it out there, and I'm really glad to hear that an organization such as yours, Stan, that reaches so many people with truth, is seeing how important this issue is.
No, we've certainly been very concerned about it, but basically we haven't had a lot of good tools that would really touch people. This, you know, basically, it's one thing to actually listen to a program. It's another thing to listen to a 4-CD or tape set. But even much better is the visual, and people can actually see this, and they can hear these scientists. I think that's great that you have at least 8 scientists and PhDs who are talking about the very real danger and how it is going to impact upon the health, certainly, of the people in the communities where these things are installed. And because basically an awful lot of people are having health problems and they can't quite understand it. The doctors have no idea why more and more and more people are having problems all the time. And basically, but you tell, how long have these been coming out? About a couple of years today? How so far?
Yeah. I think California smart meter installation started in 2008 to 2009. Some other regions, such as the province of Ontario, Canada, started around the same time. It's important to know that many, not most, I shouldn't say, but many states across the country and many countries around the world have not yet begun full-scale deployment of these meters. So really, now is the time, with some of them being installed and some of them, you know, not, that we really need to spread awareness about this issue. Make your friends, make your family aware about this. Share the film and host the screening. And we can actually do this. Some of the solutions I was talking about earlier, Stan, really allow us to come from a higher jurisdiction and to really assert our inalienable rights, as opposed to trying to fit in with the corporate version of law, which will try to convince you that, you know, you are somehow subject to their jurisdiction or to their set of corporate laws that they as utilities and corporations try to instill. So this, what it's actually forcing us to do, which is kind of exciting, Stan, is to remember who we are as divinely breathed sparks of God, and we all have the creative ability. And when we access that higher level of jurisdiction, what we're finding is it's working. And it's this, there's a notice going around in the province of British Columbia. Tens of thousands of people have used a certain set of documents that comes from this higher level of jurisdiction. And what they're finding is that utilities and governments are responding, and they're actually removing people's meters in some cases, especially in California. But every single one of these notices was honored to protect the home and not to have a meter installed. So utilities, again, are afraid of people standing up for their rights in a way that is in alignment with truth and in alignment with really taking a stand and doing so.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Who are really very, very concerned. And I do want to get you back onto our other programs. I'll be calling you. And because we do actually, as you know, we actually have three different networks every single day. We do more talk radio than anybody else in the country, and we're probably older than most of the others. So anyway, God bless you. Thank you for everything you're doing. You're doing a great job, and I can just hardly wait to see it.
Thank you so much, Ben. It's been a pleasure to be on, and I look forward to seeing all of you online and in our community. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan here. And our guest has been Josh DeSaul, and I hope that you enjoyed the program. Suddenly, during the break, we had a young man named Tele from Santa Cruz who was talking about how basically this is damaging the health of people all across the world. And Dr. Klinghoffer, as an expert on this, is talking, really, this is almost a genocidal program. It's being installed in Africa. It's being installed in Asia. It's being installed all over the world. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And you say, what are you talking about? Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard my talk, and I don't go it so much into this, although I touch on it, but suddenly you need to hear my talk, Agenda 21, the covert plan. And you need to get the syllabus that goes with that. And then you need to hear my talk on population control, the secret agenda. And if you don't understand what's going on, you can certainly call us at 1-800-544-8927. Get a copy of my treatise on the population control agenda. We should put everything together for you. You can go up on the internet, simply go to your search engine and type in population control agenda, Radio Liberty or Stan Monteith. You can pull it down. You must understand that you and your family and those you love are in danger today. This is not an accident. There really are evil and wicked people out there who know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to read it. And I think at least with some people, they've told me that it has changed their lives. I hope it will change your life as well. Because it tells you who is behind this, what the ultimate goal is. So again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can go there. You can certainly learn about all the health products we have, and the health products are important to maintain your health. But, of course, you certainly do not want to be working against yourself with a smart meter or so many other things. So much of the food you eat is carcinogenic and suppresses your immune system and actually represses certainly sexual reproduction. That's why the birth rate is falling. They're poisoning our women. They're poisoning our men. Basically, of course, they're actually, the water fluoridation cuts back dramatically on the sperm count. Did you know that? Not imaginary. Really, very, very real. Many of the food products that we take cut back dramatically on the sperm count. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, where you can certainly listen to our programs and certainly get other people to listen to the programs. You can hear our afternoon programs, and certainly if you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, or if you have a KU satellite receiver, you can listen to our programs. One of our hours in the afternoon is certainly on shortwave. And basically, of course, we do hope that you'll go, you'll listen, but that you get other people to listen. And we have all sorts of tape sets on all sorts of subjects. Certainly, you can find that on our website. We'll be glad to send you a free catalog. If you call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. But your job, ladies and gentlemen, is to get other people listening to our program and other alternative radio as well, and certainly getting certainly people to go onto the internet and look up these sites and read them through and understand that they and their family and their loved ones are under attack today. And there's a reason for it, because there's an organized, orchestrated movement there of people with fabulous amounts of money who want to largely depopulate the planet. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a copy of my population control agenda, we'll get it for you. I suggest Agenda 21, the untold story, and then please, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.